Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles contain the genealogies leading from Adam through Shem to Abram, and Abram's line through Isaac and Israel to Judah. Chapter 10 recounts the ill-fated end of the rejected Saul and the fair beginnings of the selected David. 2 main themes then develop: the establishment of God's king, with that line leading to Messiah, and the work done by David in preparing for the temple, the worship center of the world. In spite of limitations, David is a prototype of a coming king-priest who would rule and serve. Not only so, he would also be the only needful sacrifice, Hebrews 9:26, the ultimate temple, Revelation 21:22, and the chief singer too, Zephaniah 3:17. In this chapter, 1 Chronicles 11 verses 1 to 47, we have the man, David, verses 1 to 3, the mission to take Jerusalem, verses 4 to 9, and the mighty men who gathered around him, verses 10 to 47, discussed in detail when studying 2 Samuel 23. Notice the repeated refrain, quote, "Then all Israel came together to David at Hebron, saying, indeed we are your bone and your flesh." Verse 1, see Ephesians 5, verse 30. "And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem," verse 4. These were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord, verse 10. David knew the secret of unity, as stated in the prophecy, quote, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Genesis 49:10, King James Version. Not the city, but the God whose name was placed there would be the gathering center. As the psalmist would later say, quote, "Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." Psalm 50 and verse 5.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.